Yeah, last rip. Chatterbee, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little nine, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel real. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel real.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left and right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this.
Well, welcome to the Diamond on the Rough show with Chris / Mountain Man and Ordinary Woman Jolly Alejandro.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How's it going? I'm hoping everybody's doing well. We are here. What is up with this weather? I just have not figured it out yet. I'm actually broadcasting out of Philly this week. And here in Philly, it's like I feel like I'm in the middle of a tropical rainstorm because 2 minutes it's raining and pouring and the wind's blowing. And then next thing you know, it's sunny and it's hot and muggy. And then you're ready to go out the door and enjoy the day. And it does it all over again. I was like, really? You know, really? Especially when you have, I was babysitting today. I had my two grandchildren and it's pretty interesting. You tell them, okay, we're going to go to the park. And just as you're going out the door, we're not going to the park because there's a torrential rainstorm. And then 2 seconds later, you get all these clothes off and the sun's back out again. So we kind of gave up and said, guess it's not happening today. But so I hope everybody else is having a great day. It's Thursday. I know for some of you it's thirsty Thursday, but I'm not much of a drinker. It's more thoughtful Thursday. So we're getting back to our roots of our thoughtful Thursday. And the thought that I would like to share with everyone today is the thought about what we as people mean in the lives of others. But Mountain Man, before we go to that, would you kindly let our listeners know what the call-in number is and what they need to do to get a hold of us?
If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can go call if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can call us at 347-989-1473, or you can hit us up on Facebook, or Ordinary Woman at gmail.com.
Yes, that is. If you want to email us, it's ordinarywomanwmn is the spelling for woman at gmail.com. You can go check out our blog, ordinarywoman, same spelling, wmn.com as well for my ramblings of the brain. We're also on Twitter, ordinarywoman, same spelling, wmn, if you want to stay abreast of what we're up to. Also on Facebook, you can look for us under Diamond in the Rough. Become a fan of the page, that'd be great. Or you can look for me under Charlie Alejandro, that's my public page, and Chris is on there as well if you guys would like to befriend us. And also, if you are on the internet and you're listening to us, well, it's evident that you are on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman. WMN is the spelling on that as well. Or you are on your mobile app if you have an Android or an iPhone. Blog Talk Radio has a mobile app, and I heard from my tester, my lovely husband, Mel, which is back in Massachusetts, and I'm hoping he's feeling well. Yeah, feeling a little under the weather, but hopefully he'll be feeling better. He told me that the app works very well, and he's able to listen to the show not only on his phone, but is on his iPad and on his tab. So there you go, guys. You have no excuse to not listen to our show. If you happen to not be able to listen to us live, you're more than welcome to come on down to the website and listen later on, or on iTunes. You can look us up there as well and listen to the podcast. So a lot of ways for you guys to listen to us. Also, if you happen to go on our website, ordinarywoman.com, there's a link there as well. You can listen to the show while you're reading the ramblings that come out of my brain. So, yeah.
Well, so I've been trying to figure that, because I've got an iPod Touch.
Uh-huh.
And I have been trying to figure out when I get a signal. I've
uh-huh.
been trying to look up our page on I've been trying to get it for the iPod Touch.
Yes.
And I haven't been able to do it, so you
well,
and I will have to talk
about
it.
Yeah, if you actually go to the page, I'm told that there's a direct link to it once you put Ordinary Woman. So if you download the Blog Talk Radio app onto your iTouch, iPhone, tab, Android, whatever doodad you happen to have that's mobile, download the mobile Blog Talk Radio app. Once it's on your device, then you just put in Ordinary Woman WMN, and then you will be able, it'll pop up, and then it'll have the different numbers for our different shows. So whatever show you want to listen to, the first one to pop up is the show for tonight, which is live, or, you know, you go further down and it's the shows from the last few weeks. So that way you can listen to it there as well. But I really am excited to talk to you guys. Thoughtful Thursday has always been a favorite of mine. Oh, real quick before I go into that. Guys, don't forget, Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, we have the amazing Steve Nicander. He's doing his show, Big Dream Radio. He's on Wednesdays through Ordinary Woman, but on Blog Talk as well. So if you come visit us, same website, same location, Ordinary Woman, WNN, you will be able to listen to Steve Nicander, Sir Drop-A-Lot, and his amazing story of his journey of going from being in a wheelchair, weighing over 600 pounds, to totally mobile at about 250 now. And in the process of not only having a radio show with us, but marketing it to make a movie and to get a TV show as well. And the whole premise of their show is not what happens during the weight loss, what happens after. A lot of us don't think about that, how much our life changes and what we psychologically go through, as well as other changes that happen when we happen to go through that weight loss. Very motivational, very informational. A lot of great information on healthy eating habits, great exercises, organic foods, way to revamp old favorite recipes to make them more healthier. So I hope you guys come on down and join them, 8 to 10 every Wednesday Eastern Standard Time. So on that note, on Thoughtful Thursday, I really want to get you guys to reflect on your way of life. I read something today that really hit me. It showed a picture of a very malnutritioned person, and the caption, and then it showed a picture of a very healthy person, very angry. And the caption was, "You hate your life. This person dreams of having your life." And you know what? It really hit me because we as Americans have to really think about the fact that we're so blessed to live in this country. And you can sit there and tell me, well, you know, we're having all these problems and economically and all. Yeah, we are. But guess what? You're at liberty to complain about it. You can vote. You can write to your congressman, to your senator, to your mayor. You can go and protest like they're doing in Wall Street right now. You can write letters. You can write editorials. You can start a blog. You can start an organization. You can make a T-shirt. You can walk around with that T-shirt expressing your opinions on it, and you will not be thrown in jail for it. You will not be killed for it. That is freedom. And we as Americans can complain about how much our freedoms are being taken away. Our freedoms can't be taken away unless we give them up. And unfortunately, with the fact that the average voter turnout in the last few years has hovered somewhere below 30-ish percent, and I'm being very generous there, we're giving up those freedoms. So what I'd like you guys to think about is think about your life, what is going on in it right now, and what are you unhappy about? And ask yourself, is there something more to it about why you're unhappy? I'm telling you right now, I know that for me, this past year and a half has been a real eye-opener because I have a family member who's going through a serious illness. And I remember, me personally, if I had a headache, screw it. I wasn't going to do anything that day. I have a headache. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to lay there. So what? Let everybody else fend for themselves. And this woman has actually shown me that that's not what life's about. You live life to the fullest, and you don't make excuses so that when you do check out, you have no regrets. And that's one of the things that you guys need to think about. If there's something you're angry about or unhappy about, hate to bust it to you guys because this happens to me too. 99% of the blame is probably going to lie on you, either because you refuse to do something about it, or it's because of the way you're looking at it, or it's because you've allowed to continue yourself to be in that situation. And I know a lot of people can be harsh with me because last week, as you know, we had Joy Cotrano on the show, and she talked about how she was in a very abusive relationship and got her way out of that and has turned it around and created a nonprofit for women to get them out of those situations. Yet every day we hear about women that unfortunately are killed in abusive relationships or get out of the abusive relationship just to continue the cycle. They go back into more abusive relationships with different people, whereas Joy was able to say, okay, stop, what's going on? Let me break it here. And she's been able to change it. She's in a great relationship now with a wonderful husband, very supportive, very sweet, very kind, totally was able to break the cycle of abuse. So what I'm telling you guys now is the Thoughtful Thursday, really reflect and pick three areas of your life that you're not happy with, that you're complaining about, that you're angry with, that you're upset with or depressed about. Write it down and then ask yourself, why am I unhappy?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to take it to the next level. Instead of saying, oh, I'm unhappy because blah, 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 and only negative, say, okay, this is the reason why I'm unhappy. So let's say I'm unhappy because my car keeps breaking down. Okay, so the reason my car keeps breaking down is because it's old and blah, 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 blah. So I could go on forever. Or I could say, okay, now I know that the reason my car keeps breaking down is because it's old, and that causes me to be late or to miss appointments or to miss out on fun. So now the next level is my action. What action am I going to take? What steps am I going to take to get rid of that vehicle and get something more reliable or something that I'm happier with? Now, I'm being very simplistic because I'm talking about a car. But the reality is that this applies to anything. It could be weight loss. It could be you're in an unhappy relationship. It could be that you hate your job. You hate the way you dress or, you know, the people you hang around with, your neighborhood. Guys, think about it. It starts with you. And the reality is that I read somewhere in a great book that said the more you change in a positive way, magically the more people around you change in a positive way and the more you kind of like them. So reflect on that. So that's what I'm going to challenge you guys with this week. Pick three things in your life that you're not happy with, that you hate, and figure out why you hate it, and then give yourself three steps to take to change that. Even if it's baby steps, even if it's not letting someone that says something negative to you upset you or ruin your day. even if it's the fact that, okay, maybe you're not happy with your weight. So stop focusing on the parts of your body or your face that you don't like. Find what you do like and focus on that. Because the reality is, unless you're the elephant man, there is still going to be something physically attractive to you. And the elephant man, he wasn't physically attractive, but he had an amazing personality and was gifted as an artist. So there again, there's always talent. There's always something we can be grateful for. So that's what I'm challenging you guys with. We have Amy in the building. Woo-hoo! Miss Amy Mokwin, phenomenal singer. Love this woman. What a voice. What a voice on her. I'm glad that she joined us.
I am so happy she joined us.
I know. I'm so excited. Actually, I'm gonna put Amy on the spot. For you guys that don't know, Amy has this gorgeous, thick, shiny, vibrant black hair. It was just the most beautiful, healthiest hair. And she took it upon herself to cut it as short as possible and donate it to Locks of Love, which I think, oh my gosh, I know. Because Locks of Love, what they do is they take the natural hair, unprocessed, undyed, and they make it into wigs for children, which can't have chemicals in it. And because obviously they're cancer patients and it would make them ill or they would be allergic to it. So she donated her beautiful hair. And I have to tell you, I know what a sacrifice it was for Amy because she loved her hair just as much as we did. So Amy, trust me, God's going to bless you. It's going to grow in quicker and faster and more beautiful because some little child's going to be rocking that gorgeous hair in a wig. And for you guys, even if you have processed hair, you can still donate it to Lock of Love, Locks of Love. Because what they do is the hair that's processed or dyed that they can't use for the children's wigs, they actually sell them, and they use the money to buy natural hair to make the wigs for these children. So look them up on the internet, Locks of Love, and Amy, kisses and love. And she says it's just hair, and you're right. But you know what, sweetie? For a young girl or a child that's going through cancer, it's a lot more than just hair. It's just a chance to get a little bit of their life back to normal, especially with that gorgeous hair you donated. So God bless you for doing that. Mothman, who do we have in the building today?
I just was going to do a quick thing, and then I was going to go and check because we have a couple of people on the line.
Awesome. So Mountain Man will go check to see who we got because we got them up. And, you know, I'm kind of in a, like, a funky kind of mood. So I'm going to play a song.
I was
going to
say hello. I was going to take a quick second here and say hello to everybody who is in our chat room right now. Amy Mokwin, Danielle, Stein 2, Guest 6232, Helen 771.
Angel girl, hey. I'm waving like she can see me. Can you believe that? I'm like waving. Hey.
Angel
like,
girl.
Like she can see
Mary,
me, right?
Bob, Betty, William, Will, Godlike, and I'm going to butcher this name, Marcella, I believe.
Marcella, yes. Marcella's in the building. Hey, Marcella. Marcella's actually someone that I met in Maryland. Real sweet girl. I'm glad to see her. And real quick, before I forget, Amy says for a Lock of Love, the hair can be colored but not bleached. So if you have bleached hair, send money. They'll take that. No problem. But if you want to donate your hair, it can be colored but not bleached. Okay,
so go do your things so I can go do my thing.
So my man's going to go check to see who we got in the studio, and I'm going to just play a song just because I feel like it. I'm going to play this funky song. It's just a fun song. Get Up Off Your Seat by Uhura Z, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Everybody cries, the one who tells is the one who dies. Got a limp life, it's a gift,
Get Up Off Your Seat by Horsey. I have to tell you, that song was actually done as a thing to pump everybody up to work out, because he actually has a studio in Maine, Westbrook, where he does all kinds of dance classes and dance classes, exercise, Tai Chi, self-defense. I mean, the man's just a multi-talented individual. So he also does his own music. So he did that as well. If you guys are in the chat room, I just put up a couple of links. One is the Facebook page for Surprise the Film, which Crosby will be talking about in a little bit. And the other one is to Crosby's actual Facebook page. So that'll be there. Also for our listeners, guys, if you know of any independent music artists that are interested in putting their music on our rotation, it'll be played on Thursday nights, Wednesday nights, and we have a couple of more nights that we're going to be expanding to. Our first expansion will be in November, and then our second expansion will be in January. So we're actually going to be on four nights a week. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities to play the music. So if the artists own their own music, they have rights to the lyrics and rights to the actual music itself, they're more than welcome to hit us up, ordinarywoman@gmail.com, and send us a link to their work. And if it's something that's radio friendly that we can play here, we would love to have it. If it's a little edgier and more towards underground, have them send me a link as well, because we have two radio stations that would be more than glad to play them as well, and we kind of mix and mingle with each other. So that's what you guys can do, so that way we can get that rotation going and get more music and all genres. I will take anything that is uplifting and cool and got a beat, so definitely do that. And with that, Mountain Man, who do we have in the building?
Mountain Man is back in the building along with Mr. Crosby.
Hey, what is up? Crosby's in the building.
Stop. You're making me blush.
I love you, Crosby. I know you guys love me, and I
appreciate it. And, you know, just like that song says, how you said it was, you know, a song that makes people want to pump up. Well, you know what? Crosby is now here to everyone. I'm about to pump you up.
Hello. Well, we actually played your song from back that you sent us back a while ago for the intro.
Really?
Yes, Feeling. I like that song. We got it moving.
Feel is in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Feel
studio.
Is in. Yeah. Yeah.
So the power team, but it's. Oh,
hey,
my
we
goodness.
Got started
that's
right.
A blessing. It's a blessing. Honestly, I'm very excited to be here tonight. I just want to say thank you, Charlie, for having the time to just have me have me on board. Unfortunately, Laz is not with us tonight, but I'll be carrying the forefront. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any type of questions, comments, please feel free to ask me. I will not bite you.
Well, yeah, he'll try not to.
And you're probably the home audience is probably wondering, how am I going to bite you when I'm talking to you over a phone? Well,
dude, let me tell you something. This is Cat in the building. He will figure a way. Trust me. If this man, if this is the man that makes nothing something out of nothing in a good way, so trust me, he will figure a way to do it. So I have to ask you, last time, we have to go into this interview because you have so much to share with us. Now, last time you were on the show, you shared your music with us. You had Feel come out. You had done a music video, which we shared as well, and you had a few other things coming. You had a couple of other independent projects, which we'll cover a little bit more because we have more people this time that didn't hear you last time. So right off the bat, I have to ask you, we put the link up on here, Surprise the Film, what is that about and what are you up to now?
Well, so I'm glad that you brought that question up to us. Surprise, Surprise is a romantic comedy, and the film is about a smart but underconfident college student who tricks his womanizing best friend into switching identities to date a charming, beautiful woman from an internet website, all in the hopes of saving himself from flunking out of school and losing his scholarship. This film,
you can think of it
as like Saran de Bergerac meets The Social Network or The King's Speech. It's really a very entertaining, very hilarious film that we will guarantee you will surprise you out of your seat.
Okay, so who wrote the script?
Me and Laz, we co-wrote on the script together, and we came up with the idea back in 2005, and then 2 years later, in 2007, we was writing the script out as a first draft, and then recently for the past year, we've been refining the draft, basically, from Surprise, Surprise, really learning what it really takes to be a screenwriter in the business today. And after 8 drafts later, we got the script finally to where we wanted it to be, and we're in contact with a number of high-profile individuals to be a part of this film project. And trust me, I know people, and they will be a part of this film.
So here you are. You are in the Massachusetts area. You've done all this music, and you've done this. You and your buddy there, Laz, sit down, and you write the script, and you're getting a buzz on it. Now, what is it going to mean? You're telling me, okay, the combination of it, it's a romantic comedy, that kind of thing. What's going to make that different from the tons of other romantic comedies that we've seen come down the pike in the last few years?
Well, as the old adage states, sometimes what is new is usually what's old. And for us, from our past viewpoints of looking at different films and, you know, for the past couple of years of us carving out our own style, our own visual sense of what we think a film should look like, we know that we're going to come out with a very unique, very visual film that tells an amazing story, number one. And honestly speaking, you know, the one thing is that this film, you can really visualize it. You can see it. You can sense it. You can taste it. And that's pretty much what's missing in filmmaking today, is that there is no visual voice, or rather visual, you know, canvas that people can just really imagine themselves or really immerse themselves in when it comes to, you know, a film project. And honestly speaking, what really will make this film very unique and different is based on our execution and also basically what we're going to deliver. And that is 100% full-on Laz and Kat Tricipus Studio style of telling great stories with great talent and also the greatest technology that we can possibly get our hands on.
Okay, so that's how you guys figured that you'd make it different. Now, you guys, like I said, you're in the Massachusetts area. As far as the casting, how are you doing that? Who do you have attached to it? Who's going to be starring in it?
Well, right now we have been talking with a number of individuals from the Hollywood scene, people like Holly Robinson-Pete from Tatiana Ali. We've been talking with so many different people from basically the Hollywood stream. We actually been in touch with a person named Gloria Morrison. Hi, Gloria. She was responsible for producing Midnight and also starting up Sony's film division. And we're looking to possibly get her on board as a consultant. And in terms of that, we also plan to mix in as much local talent in Boston that we can find that will fit the roles that we feel would basically play this movie out to what we intend to make. So we're mixing and matching. That's the best thing about Tricepta Studios, is that we'll take a little bit of everything, every piece, and make it into something completely different. as you alluded to, with us, you know, taking nothing out of something, we are the masters of taking little bits and pieces and
mm-hmm.
making it into this own unique different thing. So
now
I have to ask you a question.
Yeah, it works different. Now, one of the things is that I know that you're still in the process of casting for this program, I mean, for this movie, excuse me. And one of the main people that you're still casting for is the female lead. Now, what exactly are you looking for as far as that, and what is that if factor that's just going to jump at the page when you see the person that you want for this?
Well, be perfectly honest at this time. One of the people that we have talked to, you know, it's not death lock with her, but, you know, saying it will come soon. I can't really mention her name as of yet.
Right.
But in terms of when you see her, you will know it when you see it. She'll have that immense beauty and that charm that it will command your attention onto the screen. And that's the most important thing when it comes to just the female leading role in Surprise, Surprise, in Cynthia Simpson, is that she's that bright, sunny, that girl that you want to marry, that you want to be with. Someone, you know,
mm-hmm.
she's pretty much the Charlie Alejandro of this entire film. She,
oh my goodness, you're a riot! But I have to ask. Because you're describing this bubbly kind of person, but one of the things that's my pet peeve when it comes to romantic comedies is that one-dimensionality that they have, where the female is like, yeah, she's bubbly and all this, but it's kind of like she's incomplete without a guy. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that you see viably that this woman brings to the table without the guy. Even though it's supposedly romantic comedy and, you know, so-called chick flicks, there's always that lacking where at the end of it, for someone like myself, you walk away with this feeling of, here goes another movie that's basically telling every woman of America that if she doesn't have the guy, she's a loser kind of thing. So what's going to be different about this that's going to bring a different perspective to her character?
Well, me and Laz, we actually approached that problem in our previous drafts where, you know, the characters did seem one-dimensional. And
mm-hmm.
What we did was, you know, we basically, one of the great things that we did when we were, you know, in developing this film is that we really, you know, dimensionalized each and every one of these characters so that you can care about them, you can feel about them, you can relate to them. And what's really intriguing about the Cynthia Simpson character is that she's very independent. She's
mm-hmm.
very on her own. She's very strong-willed. She has her own morals. She has her own set of rules. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, it's the past that has affected her.
Mm-hmm.
So basically to think, where to find a really nice guy. And I think that when people will see this film and when they'll learn more about Cynthia Simpson as the movie rolls along, they see that, yeah, this person, you can see why she would go on this website to find, you know, true love and to find that perfect guy. You'll find the reasons. You'll learn about it. And then
mm-hmm.
you'll root for her to, like, say, like, you know, she's going to find love. But at the same time, she's going to be caught up in a web of deception that's created by one main character. So
mm-hmm.
so basically, you know, this is where we talk about high stakes and high rewards with Surprise, Surprise, because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, something might come out from left field and totally surprise you out of your socks. And that's
right.
One of the great things that Surprise, Surprise is going to bring to the table, and especially with Cynthia Simpson, the character.
Her character. Now, what do you think is the redeeming qualities in the male character that are going to make someone like her, the strong, articulate woman, want to fall in love or be with someone like the character? I mean, what are some of his qualities that would make you be interested in the movie and what's going on between these two main characters?
Oh, that's a full loaded question. I think I need a mashed potato or two for that one. as silly as that pun was, but
mm-hmm.
to answer your question, I think that, you know, what will make her fall in love with, you know, the main character is the fact that, you know, there are qualities about him that, you know, attract her to, you know, to the said person, to the main character. His name is Crosby Tyler, who is the main character. And, you know, with Crosby being, you know, smart but yet underconfident in the social arena, but yet he has redeeming qualities where he's caring, he's loving, he's sweet. You know, I think that's those qualities that, like, you know, that show the attention, you know, in that aspect. That really showed, you know, that love and that respect towards her, you know, that she never got, you know, dating guys who, like, you know, look beautiful but yet have very bad personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when Crosby basically enlists Jay to help, you know, court Cynthia for his class project, basically Cynthia is thinking that she's getting the complete package. But, oh,
right.
That's not what, you know, that's where the tables start turning, basically.
Gotcha.
And honestly, I wish I could just tell everyone about, like, you know, what really goes down in the film, but, you know, we're in development right now, and I just cannot do it. I can't do it as much as I want to, as much as rope is, like, you know, I'm trying to, you know,
well, yeah, because you don't want to give it all. Yeah, you don't want to give it all away, and the reality is it's going to pique our interest to want to see it when it comes out. So
you guys will see it and you will love it. That's like, I guarantee that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, definitely. Kat, hold that thought for our listeners. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Crosby Tantum, a.k.a. Kat, part of Kat and Laz, the musical duo that we had about a year and a half ago, I think. And you actually heard their song in the beginning. And he's talking about his upcoming project, Surprise, Surprise, which is a film that will be directed, produced. He is in, it has been written in the New England area. We're going to cover a little bit more on that. So if you have any questions or comments or concerns for Kat, you can call in at 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473, or you can come over to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. Jump on in into the chat room. Any questions that you have for the hem will be, just put them in there as well. Also, if you go into our chat room, I have put the link up to go to his personal Facebook page and for the Facebook page for Surprise the Film. So please do them a favor and go over there, click like, leave a comment, and show support for your local artists. We're going to take a little break here as we play a song. I haven't heard it for a while, and I'm kind of feeling the itch for a little change up in here. So I want you guys to hear this song. It's called Change by Sacrifice, Pichu, and Jenna Donovan. Hope you enjoy it.
Never like, oh, I quickly made it, exit my best as I'm changing flights. I made it bright, my sight's an amazing light. So I try to be my finest, my highest, I made it right. I made changes, a stranger to giving life. But a wife and some children can build it and make it right. I'm making nice, two lives, I'm living twice. Once was long ago, the other is really nice. I'm searching for a new life, searching for a change. Working like a servant for these merchants for a chain. Searching for a purpose for my service in the game. Now I circuit for my purpose, never nervous when I blaze. I get it working, put my word in for my pain. My purpose keep me surging when I turn it into gain. I'm never turning, only learning when I aim. So I serve it with a purpose, Mr. Perfect, make it rain.
Trying to do the best I could, doing all the things that they say I should, but I'm in the same old place, looking for a new life, searching for a change.
My back to the game, walked away cause I maxed out. Went to college road, met some dames and blew they back out. School didn't help, I stayed the same, I had to lash out. Teachers telling me, keep it moving, dog, this ain't for you. My fam waiting to see if the things I say come true. But truth for me in my heart, your boy just stayed confused. So Brady dropped the beat, now everybody changed their view. But there's no room on this bandwagon, your man's jamming. Let's
than a quarter mil. I can't have it, I can't stand it. Stay away, I can't manage. This shit bleeds through my veins like guitars from Van Halen. I can't relax, I'm about to put mass back on the map. If you ask some gas, these new rappers is trash. And I ain't saying I'm the best to do it. I'm just saying that my heart's invested in this music. Made it through the pain. Angels with the halos never waver when I strain. I was trained to never falter, always braver on the range. Overcoming obstacles, hurdling the next. Chains of life a crime, using words to be the best. Burdened by my courage in the verses that I bless. So it's still a life a crime because I'm murdering this text. Always keep my head up, never looking to the ground. Always looking for a new look, always booking to the sound. Music made me do it, always push it to the clouds. Or the ground that kept me grounded when I pounded on the ground. Please envision a vision you never saw, where a life that you live in is bigger and never flawed. The big picture depicted and made us hard. So Jenna, bring us heaven when you singing for the stars.
And we're back, and that was Change by Sacrifice, Situ, and Jenna Donovan on the hook. Tell me that
Shade,
sound doesn't
up,
have
madam?
A voice in. I'm
banging,
telling you,
kid.
That was amazing. I love that song.
That's
so
one
we're
of
back.
The, my,
he's so excited about this song, he can't even talk. He's like, oh, yes.
Woosa, woosa. That is one of my ultimate favorite songs there, along with Cardiac. He's got some awesome songs on our rotation as well. But
yeah, we're actually going to be getting some new stuff from them soon once they get them polished up. So that'll be exciting in the next month or so, and hopefully Cat and Laugh will come up with some new stuff. So, Crosby, real quick, I got to ask this because I know that for our listeners, you did a project a while ago called All for One. What was that about?
All for One was our first romantic comedy sitcom. Basically, it was about the lives of a mixed-race female who's sweet and ditzy, her multiracial female friends, her womanizing boss, and her freeloading half-brother. It's all the trials and tribulations they encounter while in living in the big city. Pretty much like it's almost like Girlfriends meets Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in a way. And and basically, you know, we still have not given up on that television series. Basically, we're pitching it to a couple other networks and distributors, and you know, hopefully, we'll take a bite somewhere.
I got to see clips of it, and I thought it was very interesting the way it was done because, and it's funny because anytime someone hears independent project, people don't realize, and I know maybe our listeners don't because my son and I actually were talking about this, that it's a pet peeve of us. 10, 15, 20 years ago, independent film project meant independent film project, kind of like Blair Witch Project, which, you know, they spent $60,000 to make this movie and it made all this money. And then you'd hear about other movies like Facing the Giants that spent $30,000, it's a tiny independent movie. They wind up making over $2.5 million in the course of that. So that was what an independent movie was. It was basically, you know, you going around and saying, if you donate food, we'll give you credit. If you invest $100, $1,000. So that's how it was done years ago. Now, unfortunately, the majority of the big-time studios actually have a quote-unquote independent film department, if you might call it. So you'll get an independent film that they spent $1 million or $2 or $3 million to make, which how that can be considered an independent movie is beyond me. Like Laz and the Real Girl, perfect example, so-called independent movie, not so much, because it was actually, you know, big studios that put it behind that. And I think they spent over like $1.5 million on it, something like that. So I don't know where the small aspect of it is. So one of the things that I liked about your work, Crosby, was that it really looked polished. You know, I've seen some independent movies that are bad. I mean, there's no concise way of editing. The acting is atrocious. It's like, you know, and you try to find the positives in a lot of them, but it's very hard to. And if some are good, they're okay, you know, but you can understand why they stay on a smaller scale. You know, they don't get put on a big screen, or they don't wind up getting put in DVD distribution. But your product was pretty polished. Can you explain to us how you managed to come up with that and how you were able to give it that big studio feel, even though you guys were on a very limited budget?
Yeah, we was on a in total we was on a $2,000 budget with All for One, minus rentals and minus paying everyone to get on board the project. We spent a lot of time just developing the story, and I always say this, I always come back to it, it always begins with the story, because if you don't have a great story, then you don't have a great project, and mm-hmm. all the execution that you would do with a project, you know, it's just all going to fall flat because the story is not great. And one of the things is that we always took time in researching our audience, researching the different aspects of, like, what we're looking for. And usually with me, I always have a certain style when it comes to just filmmaking or television making. It's always always be visual, you know, always let the action speak for itself in the camera. Let the camera document it, you know, be in the right place at the right time. Make sure that you're prepared enough. And it's all about organization and preparation when it comes to just making all, you know, a project like All for One or like for Surprise Surprise or a Laz and Cat music video. It's all about preparation, how we tell the story, and how we communicate it to the audience.
So how did you come up with the actors in that? Because some of them were really good. And
yeah,
I'm not saying that some were bad. It's just that some were so good that it really, they popped more than the ones that were good. You know what I'm saying? So where did you come up with that cast and crew?
Believe it or not, we put out a casting call with some of the characters from All for One. We over 100 people responded to the casting call, and I think 30 or 40 came out for the actual auditions. And
mm-hmm.
from there, we chose. Laz always has a great eye for talent. He has a great eye for what he always looks for, you know, when it comes to just making the project work. And, you know, it's almost like osmosis between me and Laz. We always, you know, think alike, we talk alike, we do things alike. Maybe because we were born the same year, I don't know. But,
mm-hmm.
But you know, we came with the cast and crew, and they basically, we came with, like, say, this is what we wanted, you know, during that day, and we casted them that day, that same day after the auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were very sure, you know, they were the look. They were going to bring us to the dance, basically.
I have to ask you, so you guys had the audition, you basically decided who you were going to do, put in there, and, you know, Jay has a great eye for talent. How long were these people rehearsing? There seemed to be like a chemistry. Like, were these people that knew each other, or is this just something that was created on set?
Here's the secret. They knew jack about each other. They knew nothing about each other, their past, or anything. But,
right.
You know, at the end of the shoot, they were pretty much together like family. What you saw on camera is what you see, you know, with them daily in their lives. And, you know, just want to give a shout out to everyone, the Alpha One cast and crew, from Alex, Tony, Renee, to Lily, to Yvonne, to, you know, St. Peter, you know, all you guys, you know what I'm saying, for making Alpha One happen. And we're going to continue to dance, basically. So, and I'm still to this day, after Boston Film Night, we're still getting hit up, like, when's another episode of Alpha One coming out? When's an episode of The Block coming out? You know, all these things. And, you know, we're just saying, hey, let's be patient. Everything's going to take time. And, you know, we have, basically what we're doing now is that we're just financing for, you know, the next phase of Alpha One. And The Block Presents and all our other projects.
Right. Now, I'm glad you brought up The Block Presents. What exactly was that, and where did the concept come from?
Now, The Block Presents, that was, we made that concept up back in 2004. We decided, hey, let's make a now, you know, fresher, hipper version of In Living Color, in a sense. And basically, Wes, he got all of his brothers to chime in, and we basically said, let's just make a sketch comedy TV show. And I was like, I'm not too sure about being in a sketch comedy. And then Laz comes to me and tells me, hey, dude, you're going to be a star in the film. You know, you're going to be a star in The Block Presents. So I'm like, I don't know about that, man. You know, a couple
right.
of sketches later, you know, it's pretty much I got a little comfortable with, you know, doing it. I mean, The Block Presents was just fun to be honest with you.
Right.
Well, you know, going a little bit over the limit, but not too much far off the cliff. You know, that's what, you know, The Block
right,
Presents
exactly.
represented.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of funny that The Block Presents and All for One was kind of like a stepping stone to get to where you are now, where you're going to do this full-length picture. And one of the things that I wanted to get out to our listeners is, now you guys are also having a musical contest, a musical event. What is that about?
Yes, the Surprise Surprise CD Soundtrack Contest. We basically started a contest on sonicbids.com and on our website, surprises.com, for you guys to submit your music onto the actual album of Surprise Surprise. One of the things that we're very blessed to have and trusted to do is a music distribution deal with Wiggins Media Group Worldwide with Gerald Wiggins. Who's, you know, he basically released music with Indy Irie, Willie Jolly, and a number of other, you know, high-name talent. And so what we plan to do is, in lieu of the film, we also plan to basically release the soundtrack and have it sold, you know, worldwide on online retailers, and also during basically the release of Surprise Surprise as well.
Okay.
So basically, this is a great opportunity to not only just have your music on a CD soundtrack, but to also possibly also have your music inside the film as well.
That's an excellent opportunity. And, you know, it's funny, one of the things that I've learned, because I do have family that's in the music industry and then I'm in the acting industry, and, you know, that it's that it does go hand in hand. And it's amazing how you talk to a musician who happens to know an actor, or you have an actor who also does music, or vice versa. So it does, you wind up actually working with the same people on numerous occasions. So for our listeners and those in the chat room, I put the link up for the Facebook page for the event. If you happen to know someone that has some music that you think might be a fit, or would be willing to create something for the contest, so go check that out. As well as, I also put up the link for the All for One group on Facebook. Cosby, I cannot believe the time has gone by so fast. We're definitely going to have you guys back. And just to remind our listeners, you guys you are still going to be doing a future casting call for the remaining parts of the movie?
Yes, we will be doing another casting call for basically the other remaining characters in Surprise Surprise. And trust me, there are a doozy. We have at least over 20 characters that will be featured in this film. And they all play a part in this world by this student who just basically messes with everyone's situation. So
this
film is like a domino effect. You know, once you know one falls, everything just falls. So
that's now, awesome. So, guys, remember, I put the link on the in the chat room to be able to go to the Surprise Surprise, the film. It's on Facebook. If you're not in the chat room, go to Facebook and Google Surprise Surprise. They actually have their own page there. You can like it, become a member of it, and they will update you and let you know what's going on for future auditions. Crosby, any shout outs or hellos you'd like to say to people?
Oh my goodness, there's so many people, but I'll truncate this for everyone, just for time's sake. Just want to give a shout out to the Tricepta Studios family, from Miss Smith to Envy. You know, saying I hope you guys are doing fine out there. To Sugar Lump, what's up, Sugar Lump? Also to Devon, just want to say what's up, homegirl. To Anna, to also Team Rockstar, and also to my people at Best Way, my MMA fans out there, you know, saying to all you guys out there, let's hook them up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Maya Gilbert, I just want to give you a shout-out as well. And also, just want to give to Gloria Morrison, and also FilmSpecific.com. For all producers, go to FilmSpecific.com, and trust me, you'll know what I know.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you are interested in submitting your songs for a consideration and into the movie, you can email that to music@triceptus, TRICEPTUS.com. Or you can go to the official Surprise Surprise movie website. If you go to Facebook to the Surprise Surprise CD soundtrack contest, there's a direct link there so you can go to the website and read up on the rules. Crosby, thank you so much for having us. And one of these days, we will actually get to interview the elusive and mysterious Jay Holland. I'm beginning to wonder if he's your, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde persona.
He might very well maybe.
You might be a master of disguise, and you're able to, you know, create that other persona for your picture.
Hey, same here.
I know, right? Crosby, any other websites or information you'd like to have people know so they can get more information on your work?
The main website that everyone should make sure you guys go to is triceptus.com. That's TRICEPTUS.com. That's the ultimate hub for everything Triceptus, all day, all the time. And make sure that you guys are on Twitter. It's @Triceptus, #TeamTriceptus. We are now a team, baby. We're all for one.
Awesome. So look them up on Twitter and on Facebook and go to their website. And like I said, we hope to have you back when you have more upcoming casting call announcements. And I will hope to be in one of those casting calls to go out there and have Jay give me some honest feedback, because I'd love to get feedback. A lot of the auditions you go to, you don't get the feedback. It's kind of like next, and that's basically it. Or you get a call back saying you never know why you got the part. So it's kind of nice if you have someone with such an eye for talent that can break it down and kind of give pointers to as well. That's really cool.
Hey, wait, that's just how we roll. That's a tricep display.
That's awesome. So, Crosby, thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to having you again in the future.
All right, thank you to Charlie. Thank you, Mountain Man. Thank you guys very much for your time. Surprises.com, everyone. Go check it out. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Oh, man, I always get so excited when we have new talent like that, because it goes to show basically what we were talking about earlier, that you can really create a pot of positive things out of nothing. Because here you have someone like Crosby and Jay who were able to take their training and their resources, which sometimes were limited, and turn it into something as big as it is now, where they're in the process of creating their own movie. They wrote their own screenplay. And if it's any indication from the past work that they've done, if you guys get a chance to Google it, Google All for One and The Blog Presents, it's some pretty good work. And, again, you have to keep in mind that they've had a few years to perfect it and get better at it. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're going to have some great talent, some great movie here to look at. So on that note, before our second guest comes, I really want to play another song that I haven't heard in a little bit.
I was just going to mention something to you. I don't know if you saw it in our chat room.
Yes.
But Miss Amy Moklin had to leave, but she had made mention that she has somebody who might be interested in singing.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely will send her the link to make sure. So, and the same thing for you guys. If you listeners or know anybody that might have a song that might fit into the soundtrack for Surprise Surprise, or are willing to create one or write one and perform it, you could submit it to the contest. And this film will be going into various film festivals, and there will be a soundtrack done for it. So it's a great chance for you to get some exposure and to be able to get your work out there. And you never know, it might lead to something else. So on that note, because we have not heard from Jenna in a while, her song's kind of been in the back burner. I'm going to play this other song by her. It's kind of that kind of day where we need to take a stand kind of thing. So, guys, here you go. Take a stand. And this song is going to go out to Jennifer and Lynn. I know you asked me for it last show. We didn't get a chance to get to it. So, Jennifer and Lynn, here you go. Take a Stand by Jenna Donovan. And that was going on to Jennifer and Lynn. We didn't get a chance to play it for her last time, so we actually played it up this time. I just want to update everybody. Remember, you are listening to us live, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You are more than welcome to email us if you have any information you want to give us, guest suggestions, or people that you think might want to be on the show, at ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. And for Infamous Angel, the name of the song is Take a Stand, and it is by Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Donovan, and she is actually on Facebook. You can hit her up, and she would love to have you as a fan, so make sure you go over there and check her out. We put the link up in the chat room for our next guest who will be coming up. Mockman, where are you?
I am here.
I don't know. You keep sneaking off. What are you doing back there? You notice my Boston accent came out back there. What do you want to? Can you tell last night I saw the town? Oh, man, if you guys haven't seen that movie, you're missing a lot. And the funny thing is that, as you know, when you work in radio as an actress, you spend a lot of time trying to lose your regional, what they call regional accents. Because if you listen to people on in the movie, if they're not, you know, specifically from a certain area, you're not supposed to be able to know where they're from when they talk. Well, so I spent a lot of time losing my New England Beantown kind of accent, and then when the town was filming in the area, they had auditions, and they that was what they wanted to do. They gave us a piece of paper, and they wanted us to read it in our best Beantown accent that I thought was pretty funny, because what they gave us to read really didn't give a chance. I was like, well, number one, it's not a piece of paper, it's a piece of paper. And if you really want to hear my Boston accent, you got to ask me to go park the car in Harvard Yard, and then ask me if I want some water. And then you'll figure out if I got an accent or not. So the guy starts cracking up. He's like, we should have had you write the piece of paper. So it was funny it was pretty funny. Cardiac went down there for the audition. Now, Cardiac is the king of accents. He's hysterical because he had us
Oh, he is the best man.
Oh, my goodness. All the way up there, he was cracking the jokes with the Boston accent. Like, his accent, literally, he sounds like a 60-year-old guy right out of Southie. Like, Southie, he busts that accent. Like, he sounds better than more than half of the actors in that movie. So we wind up going down there for the audition, and it was pretty funny. So the reason I bring that up is once in a while when I get tired, it pops out, and I have to have my piece of paper, and I want to know, Mockman, what you doing back there?
Oh, goodness. I was just looking at our list of songs and everything. And there is a particular music artist on here that we haven't heard from in a very long time.
And who might that be?
Miss Kristen.
That's right. We have not heard from her in a while. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get her back on the show. She just released a whole brand new CD, and she's willing to share it with us. I'm actually in the process of trying to get her on the show. I also have another artist that we're trying to get on the show, Tisha Lopez. She's awesome. She's out of California, and what she does is she does a lot of Selena songs. Remember the Tejana singer from the movie that Jennifer Lopez made, Selena. That she impersonated her.
Oh, you are talking about one of my favorite artists.
And she does a lot of her songs.
And she does
a lot of her covers, and trust me, I've listened to a few of them. She's really good. So she's actually, we're lining her up to be on the show. And I'm still in the finally works to have this artist. She's a female, and she's like the female Houdini. That's her claim to fame. She's out of Vegas, and she's an escape artist, and that's what she does. They like tie her up and throw her in, you know, boxes with water, and she manages to wiggle her way out of it like nothing, and she does that professionally. So,
but
it's
here's
the
question. I think I'd be asking it for a lot of our listeners. We bring up all these music artists. But here's our question. Where can we find a lot of their music?
Very good question. And I'm actually going to be actually in the process of what I want to do is the month of October, the end of October, we're going to have a giveaway. And this is really cool. I've actually contacted some of the artists, and they're willing to donate some of their songs. So we're going to have a contest. And one of our listeners is going to have the opportunity to win a copy of every song we have in our rotation, which I think is pretty cool. They can either have it in MP3 format, or they can have it in a hard copy CD. And, yeah, so we're going to have a contest. I haven't decided yet what it is. Or maybe it's to see who can get more people. Oh, on that note, before I forget, we actually have a contest going on right now. I have some stuff that was donated, and we are giving away a $25 gift card to either TJ Maxx, Marshall's, or Marshall's Home Goods. So if you go to Facebook and you go to our chat room, to our fan page, we have Diamond in the Rough. We have the Charlie Alejandro fan page. So if you guys become a fan and get a lot of people to come down there and make comments, at the end of the month of October, we're going to see who brought the most fans and who made the most comments, and we're going to draw a name randomly, and you will get the opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate. So I think that's kind of cool. And also for the month of October, we're having the contest again. Haven't decided yet how we're going to do that. One of our listeners is going to actually win a copy of all the songs that are in our rotation. We also have a lot of other stuff coming up. We're going to have movie posters that have been autographed that are going to be given away. We have T-shirts. We have a lot of goodies that people have donated to us over the summer. So it's kind of cool that we're actually going to start giving things away and that kind of stuff. So get excited, guys. Bring everybody down. And
I'm already excited as it is. And I'm just,
I know, right?
And
I'm so excited,
and
too.
I don't even know half the stuff.
What is going on there? I know. It's real cool. Another two things that I also want to share. For the girls, we have these amazing crown pins that were donated by Petite America Pageant. And we also have some crown keychains. Really cool with the crystals and stuff and all shiny. And for the guys, we have a couple of actual State Police T-shirts that were donated, which I think are awesome because you guys love the Massachusetts State Police. Also have some National Guard stuff that was donated as well. And some of the T-shirts are kind of funky. They're being donated by Cafe Press, which have stuff on it like, you know, our day begins when your day ends, and show some guy dead with a bunch of cops looking at him. You know, that kind of morbid sense of humor. But, hey, we got different stuff on here. So I've actually bought one of those shirts because I really liked it. But, yeah, so we got a lot of good stuff. So Mountain Man, who do we have coming in?
I don't know who we've – I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for our guest to come in.
Yeah, he should be coming in. I did tell him around 8:10 or 8:15, somewhere around there. Actually, we have a request, and we've got time to do it. Angel Girl wants to listen to my Silent Bravery. So let's see, what do we have from our Silent Bravery that we have not played in a little bit? I've been so lazy. He actually gave me the whole CD, and I keep forgetting to download the whole thing.
And where's my copy of this? Where are my copies?
It's still sitting in my office. Yeah, I know.
And also, we've been talking off air, and I'm still waiting for some other CDs to do something.
Oh, you do. Please, don't even get me going. I know. It's been like one of those years. Like, I have a box of stuff that
I got to
get to.
I just got to go to Radio Shack and get the CDs that I need.
And listen, you expect CDs? Dude, I still have your birthday present and your Christmas present because I haven't seen you. Because I was out of town. Tell me that's not bad. I'm going to have to just put it in a box and mail it. All right, folks, Angel Girl, here goes. We're going to play this for you. It's called Faith by My Silent Bravery. Hope you enjoy it.
Take one hell of a plan to reach global consciousness. Some people think they pull out the helm and never like to give back again. Sickness is a bitterness, we're looking for the medicine. The problem is when we're left, we expect to deal the damn. Right away without delay, your product of the world today. Did you hear your mother say that something?
That might be even worse.
No,
Oh man, that was Faith by Silent. I can't even talk anymore. That song was Faith by Silent Bravery, the amazing group out of Worcester. You can Google them as well. Be a fan on their page. They're actually on Facebook as well. They were actually nominated for a music award a while back. No, actually, it was this year. Wow, it's been a long year. It's actually earlier this year. They were nominated for an award in the Worcester area. So you guys should Google them. Show support. Man, what do we got?
We got our second guest who came on earlier, but he must have had his phone on mute. So I'm going to bring him on right now. Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Clinton,
not bad, not
finally.
Bad.
Hello. How nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I have to tell our listeners, this to me is like the scoop of the century to have this man on the show, because if you guys are familiar with his work, it blows my mind. I mean, I was just when I got the going over the notes for the show, it just blows my mind. And just looking at your work, it's amazing. It's, and I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I'm glad I finally have the opportunity to tell you what an incredible talent you have.
Well, thank
when
you.
It comes,
thank you.
Yeah. So on that note, do you want to tell our listeners what exactly it is that you do?
Well, Mountman's going to go back in the woodworks real quick.
Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead,
well,
yes, Clarence.
I'm a pencil artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started from stick figures, you know, 4 decades ago, like everybody else does, you know, but it's evolved into realistic type artwork, you know, portraits, animals, buildings. It doesn't really matter. You know, whatever the patron wants, I try to produce and make them happy, and they share my gift with whoever desires it.
Now, let me ask you a question, because one of the things I love art. It's one of my passions, and I'm not going to say that I do it all the time, because I was one of these closet artists that I didn't have support to. You know, my sketches and my drawings are well hidden, and were always well hidden, because it was something that I did and I didn't want to have ridiculed. Now, do you say that you yourself didn't have any formal training?
No.
Okay, and what was it that made you be able to go to the next step,
you know,
to bring these beautiful sketches that you bring out?
Just lots of practice and try and error. The man, you know, if it's something that's, you know, that's deep down inside of you, it's going to come out, and it will prevail over all obstacles and roadblocks and stepping stones and criticism and negativity, and it will prevail through all of that, you know. And I've had to deal with, you know, bits and pieces of all of that over the years, but it's relaxing. It moved from being a hobby years ago to, you know, sort of profitable to my sole livelihood now. So
I have to tell you, I have seen some amazing sketch artists, because, like I said, I am involved a lot with the art community, you know, acting, film, and obviously the visual arts. And I have had, hands down, your work has absolutely made my jaw drop. For our listeners, you guys have got to go. I put Clarence's webpage on the link in our chat room for you to go to his Facebook fan page and check out some of his work. Now, I have a picture in front of me. I wish everybody at home could see it. It's a drawing that you did of Willie Flipper Anderson. And you have a side-by-side on it where you're showing the actual picture and then you're showing the drawing. And I swear to goodness, this painting looks better than the photograph.
But that was actually Steve Smith.
I'm sorry, yes. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the drawing notes. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yes. Well, so,
that's what my latest That's what my latest one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, it started off being a gift from his wife to him for his birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing research on trying to find a better photo or maybe a more variety of a photo of him,
mm-hmm.
I stumbled across an HBO special about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ALS,
mm-hmm.
which is a brain disorder from,
yeah.
I'm not sure how, you know, athletes may get it or whoever may, I'm not sure how it derives exactly, but he has
right.
that. So it moved from just being a gift to him to a art piece that's going to probably generate tens of thousands to help ALS victims and their families. And
now, that is amazing to me where, now, I'm going to have to back it up a little bit because I know a lot of starving artists, and I know a lot of talented starving artists. How did you, okay, so we know you developed this talent, you had the support of family, and you had the tenacity and the will and the drive to continue to practice, because this tells me right here it's a lot of practice, because
right.
I actually saw some of your earlier work, which is great. I mean, it was really
mm-hmm.
good. And then to see what you're doing now, like I said, it's just jaw-dropping. This is a 20-year process for you to get to this level. And like I said, this drawing that you did of this football player, it just blows my mind. I mean, I literally, because I'm such detail-oriented, and listeners, you have got to go check it out. Like, I am looking at the side-by-side of the drawing and the photograph, and down to the tiniest detail on the football, on scratches on his skin, on the detail on the pants, even the detail in the background, because you can see when the picture was taken, there's people standing behind him and it's kind of fuzzy. It's so dead on that if you really look at it quick, you think it's a photograph. You think, oh, it's just a black and white photograph.
And that's a level I'm striving to get to. It's called photo realistic. That's the terminology of that style. And
I think you're there. Because I looked at it, and I'm like, get out of here. That's not. And I looked at it and looked at it, and again, because I do dabble a little bit in it, I could tell that it's definitely a sketch, but it blows your mind, the amazing detail and just everything that you put into it, it just blows my mind. Now, I have to ask you, because like I said, I know a lot of starving artists out there, so I'm going to ask you a two-part question. The first part question is, for my listeners that have an artistic inclination and have a love for this type of work, what do you recommend for them to do to get to the level that you are artistically, to be able to have the talent come out that way?
Okay, I would say first, engage in your community. You know, go to your Chamber of Commerce. There's always an event going on, you know, and ask them if you could set up an art exhibit, have a little, display some artwork. But you never know who's going to be at those events to see your work. You know, that's
right.
on a local level. But as I was telling someone the other day, with the power of the internet, you can't be conformed to your own little region. You got to get out there and make yourself on a global stage. And Facebook is a venue that puts you on an international stage, you know. And I'm not one to, you know, I suggest things. I don't try to tell anyone what to do. But if you're a decent artist and you're pretty good, and it's kind of practice and practice and practice, and create invites and have people look at your work, or, you know, create an event on Facebook or other social medias that are available. Request friends every day. I request, you know, 10 friends a day, seems like. Or now it's to the point that I'm accepting friend requests opposed to sending friend requests, you know, because my name is getting out there pretty decent. I would say also persevere, be persistent in what you're doing. Engage, you know, it's kind of like, I might be on Facebook and I see a pretty baby picture or someone, old vintage picture of a friend or something, and I've already developed rapport and dialogue with the individual, you know, over a period of time, and I might mention something reference to, and your mom's, you know, wedding picture would be a great addition to my portfolio or something. And they might come back with, I've been intending to call you, or I've been thinking about having something for me. If you don't open your mouth and speak, then no one's going to know you exist. And like the one.
But see,
you know,
that's the thing that gets me, because you do have this amazing talent, but then you've actually been able to channel it together with your networking skills to be able to get it out there. I mean, another sketch that blows my mind is the one that you did from Obama from 2008, where it shows the American flag, and then he's giving a speech, and then he's sitting there, you know, more relaxed, sleeves rolled up, and then he's there with his wife overlooking the White House. The detail to that is just amazing to me. It's kind of cool. Like, listeners, you guys got to go check out his page, because I'm kind of one of your stalkers. Just checking out your thing. And then you see some of your earlier work, which, like I said, it's really good. But to see where it's at now, it just blows my mind, the progression that you've had in 20 years. And I know people think, well, 20 years is a long time. Not really in the art world, because some people just reach their plateau and that's it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I put those older pictures on there, you know, in addition to the new ones, so people can see the transformation. It's not an overnight thing. You know, it takes time, you know, and maybe I could have gotten there faster. And if I had formal training and all that, but I'm not sure if I would have or not. You know, I have my own style, and I had a regular job like everyone else has over the years. But I like to show that 20 year to now, so people can see that whatever they want to do, it can get done. But you gotta stay with it long enough to see it manifest. If you just, you know, take a bump on the head when someone tells you, you know, get a real job, then most people stop, opposed to persevering to what they really desire to do. And I'm not the one. I'm sorry.
It's very true, because that's something that always surprises me, and I should talk because I'm that way, is that whenever there's something we're passionate about, I notice that we're not as willing to take the classes that we need or to practice or to give us the time that we need to be able to perfect it. Yet we will spend hours in training for some boring job that we do or for something that we're not
mm-hmm.
happy about because we think we have to. Or we'll spend 4 or 5 years in college getting a quote-unquote career that we think will pay the bills. But when it comes to what we're passionate about and deep down inside good at, we kind of have that go by the wayside. I remember having this conversation with my friend Andy, who's happening to be listening now, because I'm always nagging him about him finishing this book that he's writing, because we kind of really downplay the ability that we have and how much better we would get if we keep at it. And like I said, and if you are very evident of that, because like I said, watching the progression in your work, another one of the links that I put in our chat room is the work that you did of Magic Johnson. I mean, that is just the different angles and his personality and everything that you got in there. And then the next one is when you have Shaq in there in his Lakers uniform.
Okay.
I wish you had done the Celtics uniform, but I'll forgive you for that one. It's all good. We know where you're coming from. But I love the detail. You see the tattoo, you know, the muffling, the striations on the clothing, and then you have the different poses that he's well known for. So this is something that you've continuously worked at.
Yeah,
so
those are 20 years ago.
Really?
You know, I mean, the Magic Johnson one is like, which one was it, different position ones?
Yeah, the one I'm looking at right now, which I just put the link up, is the one, actually, Shaq is the one that you have up there, where
okay.
he's holding the ball and he's got the different poses. And then the one before that was Magic, where you have him, too,
yeah.
where he's holding the ball and going up for a layup. But,
okay.
I mean, these are great. These are phenomenal, and this is something. But I have to ask you now, you are actually, you know, you've, making money, you're doing this full-time, you're getting good at it. How is it that you wind up getting commissioned to do works for big people like Melba Moore and some of these other people that we'll bring up later, but that you've been able to do works for?
Some of them are really patrons of my work. They have some of my limited edition copies, like Melba Moore and Ella Joyce and Stephanie Mills. They have some of my prints, and that's through my connection through Facebook. You know, Stephanie Mills, PR person, or her I guess her personal assistant, my friend on Facebook. You know, he acquired one, and he bought one for her. Willis Mills, security person, is a good friend of mine, so. Will got one through him. Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson, they got one. I was invited to a celebrity golf tournament about 4 years ago that Smokey was sponsoring. And so Smokey, he's a class act, you know. Berry Gordy was there that day. So they acquired, you know, our work that day. And this goes on. It's just the right place, the right time. Rosa Parks. That one was, you know, probably
that
the most.
That was the one that I have to tell you. I was like floored because I love her. She's always been a great model to me. And it's funny because I love her story just because of the simple fact that I remember when they did an interview with her where they're like, oh, you were this great, powerful woman, and, you know, you started the protest. And she's like, no, I was just tired. She's like, I was just tired. And it's funny because the way she said it, a lot of people took it like she meant she was physically tired. And she actually was speaking of both. She's like, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I'd been on my feet for 16 hours. I was just sick and tired. And I snapped, and that was her way of snapping. And to be able to you be able to immortalize her in that paint, in that sketch is just, I think it's amazing. So how did you wind up doing the artwork for Rosa?
Well, I was in the military. I was in the Air Force. And she was coming to my part of California for Black History Month. And
mm-hmm.
I knew she was coming. So I said, well, I'm going to do a portrait of Rosa Parks. And preferably, I get a chance to present it to her. Well, I was about 90% done. Then all the African-American and Black heritage communities and so forth got together, and they called me, commissioned me to do a drawing of her. And I was like, wow, okay. I didn't tell them I was almost done. I was like, I can manage that, you know. And she was coming like 2 or 3 days after the phone call.
Wow.
And the event was, and the event was like, say that Friday. I was
pretty much
done. When she landed on the Air Force base, I was pretty much done with the drawing. And then
mm-hmm.
I got a chance to present to her in person myself. That was part of the plan. You know, so got kissing the cheek,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "This is gorgeous. Thank you, young man." And I'm on cloud nine.
What an amazing opportunity to have to share your talent with other people. Now I have to ask you: you're talking about how long does it usually take you to do one of these sketches?
Well, about a week.
A week?
A
Are
week.
You kidding me? Now, is that
now,
including the ones with all this amazing detail? Like, I'm looking at one now. I'm just putting the link up on the chat room where you did the Heisman Trophy winners. You have them.
Yeah.
And is it their coaches with them?
Mm-hmm. About a week.
Are you serious? Just the freaking bird alone. I think the peak would have taken me a month just to keep erasing. Oh, well, it's crooked. Let me do it again. And the eyes, it keeps looking at me. Like, it's like everywhere I go, it's staring at me. Because of the amazing detail that you did to it. It just,
I didn't get to that point overnight, of course. but since I don't have a regular job, you know, I can work on one all day, all night.
We don't call it a regular job. You actually are now able to do what you love to do for a living. That is phenomenal. So you don't have to make it. You do have a real job. It's just artwork. It's amazing. I love it. And the detail that you put into it, it just blows my mind. Like I said, this one with the Heisman Trophy winners. You know, and the other thing that I want to ask you, where did you get your eye for detail? Like the detail that you put into it, I mean, even tiny little details, where do you think that came from?
You know, it's just focusing on what I'm seeing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just having an eye. You know, I don't like sketchy stuff. I like to be really detailed. So I'm rechanneling. I had a little advice from a guy recently. He didn't challenge me. He just kind of said, he kind of pointed out a couple of things to say, you know, this is how you're gonna make things even more realistic. It's just really focus on what you're seeing.
Mhm.
And make a differential between your lights and darks, and the evidence of it is the recent football player drawing I did, and the one I did with Monique.
Mhm.
Now, with Monique, I drew it 6 months ago.
Mhm.
But I didn't spray it or anything. I didn't do it for anyone in particular. But then once I applied those newfound techniques. It's like night and day, you know.
You know,
so,
it's crazy to me for you to say that because honestly, the only thing left in some of these paintings is for it to get up and walk away because it's so real. Like again, going back to this one that you did with the Heisman Trophy winners, and for our listeners, I put the link up on the chat room. But what blows my mind is one of the things when we were talking about your attention to detail is. Obviously, the focus is the players and their coaches, and you have this amazing detail with them, but that eagle in the background, the bird in the background. You were chintzy with the detail there. I mean, you could see the feathers. Like, you can almost reach in and touch the feathers, the detailing around the beak, the inside of the mouth. Come on, dude. Really? People are going to be like, yeah, no one's looking at the inside of the eagle. They're looking at the people in front. And so here you go. You put the detail under the eye, the little light that's hitting the eyeball so it looks three-dimensional and like it's literally following you around. And the other thing is the shadowing that you have over the eye. You know how the bird has the bone cavement where the bone cavity is. The shadow is there protruding into the eye. And then if you get even more to the nitty-gritty, the detail that you put into each of the actual trophies.
Yeah.
There's no cookie cutter there.
I wanted the images of the trophies to be three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're actually holding something opposed to a flat figure. I want to be hold like it appears like they're actually holding a trophy. You know? So the technique of the shading and all that, you know, it just comes from experience. And, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I could make it even better now based on the new refocusing that I'm doing now. So everything from here on is going to, you know, preferably really have a wow factor. You know, so, you know, like I'm doing one currently of Tracy Murray. He's an ex-NBA player. He's having a celebrity golf tournament on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I got invited to have an art exhibit there. So you'll see it by Sunday. I should be done with it by Sunday. I'll post it.
That's awesome.
It's gonna pop up the page, and they're expecting what anywhere from 50 to 100 athletes and celebrities be at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And I might just take this one, and have it just, you know, showcased, and it's gonna be, you know, a very eventful event, and that's how I'll meet a lot of people there. Potentially, we want some quality work done. You know, it's just being right place at the right time, great product, and you know, I don't have a PR person just yet. I'm working on that, you know, but I'm managing to find, you know, the I know it's gonna come to the point that I'm not gonna have time to do a lot of legwork work, so I got two candidates for that, but. You know,
yeah, because one of the things is that, like I said, going back to this particular painting where you're saying that this, you know, this is a technique that you used a little bit ago and it could have been better. One of the other things that got me when you were talking about the actual trophies in there is that you wanted it to be three-dimensional. And it's funny how you have it in such a way that each of the three trophies is in a different position. So it's giving a different perspective of the trophy when you look at it. And I think my favorite part is that the eagle's beak is actually coming over the head of one of the coaches. That gives this three-dimensional feel to it where you're like, look out, it's going to bite you, kind of thing, because it's so realistic.
Well, the eagle was, every part of that picture had its intricate part of bringing out what I wanted to portray. The background, I didn't want it to be plain. You know, I wanted to have some pop to it. And then the Hopkins Trophies winners, you know, it would have been good just to have them. But then I said, you know, why not put the coaches that coached them to the Heisman? So it took a little research to get the right picks together and the composition of it all. You know, it worked.
I really think it worked. And like I said, that eagle there is definitely something that it does pop. And I like it because it's not, I mean, really, come on now. A painting of six guys can be so bankish, you know, like some CEO or whatever. But you guys gave it a different flair. Now, I want to ask you, one of the things you mentioned that you were in the Air Force. How long were you in the Air Force for?
10 years.
You were in the Air Force for 10 years, and one of the things you mentioned in your bio was that you were stationed in Japan, or you were in Japan, and you actually had conversation with a Japanese artist. What was that about,
right?
And how did that influence you?
Well, at this point, for a conversation. You know, I thought I was pretty decent, you know, artist, you know. And I would enter art contest events, and I never would win anything. I would always get, like, honorable mention. And that's good to be at least mentioned, you know. And I was, like, 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still getting, you know, requests to do stuff, and it was a nice little side money on the side scenario. But at one event, right before I left in 88, I think it was, this guy would always win. He would always win. And he said, point to sign. He said, you knew why you never win. And he could tell, you know. I was like, I'm not 6'3". He's 5 foot even, probably. And I'm like, no, I don't. You know, and then he commenced to tell me exactly what was happening. He said, you know, how much time do you put in your work? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just like to go eat, you know, get over with. He said, that's why you never win. And he said, take more time, work on it, put it to the side, recall it a couple of days later, work on some more, and stay with one thing. He said, don't be bouncing all over the place, doing sculptures and watercolor and oil and acrylic and all that. Stay with one thing, and when you master that, then you can go ahead and try something else if you want. He said, it might take you 20 years. And he was right.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I know that to my kids, I've always said them, you know, don't be trying to do everything. You know, pick one thing and stick to it, because I had one in particular that I call my little scatterbrain, because one minute he wanted to be a football player, and then he was a painter, and then he was a dancer, and then he was a martial artist, and I was like, pick something and stick to it. But it's funny that it's easier for us as parents to say that to our children, but we as adults have a hard time saying that to ourselves. What do you think made you actually take his advice?
Well, I took his advice to heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't sway from it either, you know. It sounded like, okay, well, yeah, I tried a couple of things, you know, but not extensively. I dabbed at it for a little bit, and then I went back to what he told me exactly to do. So, and then in recent times, someone else told me, you know, see, I'm one of those people who I can take constructive criticism very well,
mm-hmm.
and I apply it, especially the ones who's telling me is, you know, better than I am, you know,
mm-hmm.
or has something. Even if they're not better, if they got an idea, a concept, an idea, I'll try it. You know, if it's going to help me out to be better, then I'm going to apply it to what I do. You know, so, and I try to pass on what I'm learning or have learned on my own or advice from somebody else to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Like,
so you're
So you're able to take,
and this is a great concept. This, I'm going to stop you right here because I want our listeners to get this. And this is something that we can apply to everyday life. Every time you do a sketch, you don't take the next sketch as an exact recreation of the technique of the one you did before. So every time you do one, you try to learn something from that one to be able to do it better the next time.
Exactly.
And that's such a powerful lesson for us to learn in life, because if we applied that to everything, just think how much further we'd get. If every time even simple things, if every time we, I don't know, go to the gym or bake a cake or something, or, you know, even our regular jobs that we might not totally like, if every time we do something that's repetitive and we try to improve on it, how much better our life would be. Now, let me ask you, with you being self-employed and doing this, do you ever find it tedious, or is it something that you totally just get lost in your work?
I'm in a zone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Because everything
funny.
Is different. It's always something new, and that's the same drawing each time. It's always a new subject. each time that makes us interesting and fulfilling. And just knowing that, that the person's going to really love it when I get done with it, I'm going to put a smile on their face and a phone call or a text or a comment or something. That keeps me going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be inspired, too. I need to be encouraged, too, along with, you know, encouraging, inspiring others. You know, I need some love, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's
we all
funny.
Need love.
We actually do, and it's funny that sometimes we have a hard time with that when we're given a compliment and we're like, oh, you know, it's not that good. Yeah, because we just, some of us have a hard time with that. And in your case, I'm sorry, but I can understand it being humble and all, but your work just rocks. I mean, I'm sorry. If I could create that, people would be like, that is so good. I'm like, yeah, it kind of is.
Well, you know, okay, I'm striving each day to get better each day and making contacts with on Facebook, for instance. You know, you never know who's looking at your wall.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. I had, once I post the football player one I just finished, I've had Mickey Rooney's daughter, the actor Mickey Rooney's daughter called me. Well, I seen that
mm-hmm.
next on Facebook. She wants me to do one of her mother, which was Mickey Rooney's, I think, his fifth wife.
Uh-huh.
I've had the celebrity golf tournament event come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the doctor's wife from The Biggest Loser contact me about doing some work for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. So it's like, my mouth is never closed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one to boast about myself. My work speaks for itself. And I just like to be a blessing to whoever wants my work, you know.
But that's the thing, though, that is funny, because real quick, I want to point out a fact that you say you're not one to boast about your work, but your work speaks for itself, because this type of work can't be done without dedication and pride in your work. It's just the fact that you said that every project you do, you try to learn something from it to make the next one better. And it's evident because of the progression. And in reality, like I said, your work, seriously, speaks for itself. Because I remember my husband was actually checking out your website because of the drawings and stuff, and he was like, well, I think the first time he was like, that's not a drawing, that's a photograph. And he literally sat there and went, oh, wow, that really is. I was like, yeah. And that's the kind of impression that it gives. And it's just an indication of the pride and just the dedication and just the tenacity that you have for this.
Like it's getting there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a work in progress. Basically, I'm still developing, getting things, you know, fine tuned and just refocusing and connecting and, you know, and sharing, you know, what I've learned with others and things. It's a huge process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, I like to interact, you know. One of the ladies on Facebook, they have a new sports magazine called Sports Life.
Yes.
Well,
mm-hmm.
On the 25th of next month, I have two full-page ads going to be coming out in that magazine.
Wow.
Yeah. One is the football player one.
Mm-hmm.
And one, the other one is the Ford Mustang car.
Oh, I love that one.
That is awesome.
I didn't
you
even
know,
mention that one. That's the one where my husband's like, whoa.
So
I even like the Tiger one myself.
Oh, I love
that
one. But that car, the one where there's a picture of you and you have the Mustang underneath and with the horse in the background, and then you have the football player on either shoulder. Oh, I love that. And the detail in that car is just amazing. I have to tell you, I don't know where the time goes, Clarence. It just flew by. And I wanted to ask you another question. Where do you see you going in the future with this, with your talent and your ability?
Man, maybe having a studio that can actually, you know, help kids come in and teach them the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to be a, you know, I'm in demand now, and it's kind of like, I don't know. I just want to just continue to draw and leave a legacy, you know, when I'm long and gone, and be known while I'm alive as well. And, you know, just want to share my gift to everybody. You know, they want a piece of me, they can have a piece of Pencil Man they want.
Right. Exactly. That's amazing. So anybody you'd like to say shout out to, or hey, what's up, for being there for you?
Everybody who gave me love over the years, and that, you know, that pretty much covers by start naming names, I'll be in the phone for another hour.
A website where people can check out your work.
ClarencePointer.com. That's the main one, and right now it's being updated. But there's a link on there to my fan page on Facebook, and they can see everything there until my site gets updated over the weekend.
So for our listeners, it's ClarencePointer.com, which is his website, which is being upkept right now. But always go to Facebook. We have the link actually is in the chat room. You can click on that and become a fan and check out his work, which is phenomenal. And you guys will definitely not be disappointed. Clarence, thank you so much for being on our show. I'm so excited to finally get to talk to you and have you there. And just for the amazing work and your inspirational story that you have. You're definitely going to have to write a book someday about your life story, because I see a movie in the making.
I've been asked that already, so I'm going to start working on that, I think.
Yeah, you definitely have to. I definitely see a story in the making. So thank you very much for coming and joining us, and we look forward to having you back on the show sometime soon.
All right, dude. Take care. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Care.
Wow, that was such an amazing opportunity that we had to have him, because did you see his work, Mountain Man?
Yeah, I just was over there. I was like, I would love to get a couple of pieces of his work.
Oh, man. It's funny, too, because one of the things he said is that, you know, you need to practice and you need to be consistent. And that's something that I'm not. I'm a chronic doodler. Like, you know when it's me. Oh, trust me, dude. You know it's me that has been sitting at the computer or on the phone or wherever, because any piece of paper that I find, I always have a pen or a pencil in my hand, and I'm always sketching. And it's usually my favorite thing to do is shading. And it's funny, I never thought there'd be a purpose for it. And I remember I actually finally did a couple of pencil sketchings of, I think I did one of my sons, and I did one of my grandson. I did one of Mel's and my husband. And, I mean, compared to this guy, it looked like Tiki did on my 3-year-old grandson.
Wow.
But one of the things that I like is the fact that, like he says, you got to keep practicing. And I never really thought of my love of constantly shading in stuff as something that I could do for art. Because, you know, when you think of drawing, you always think of painting. Like, you know, you fill it in with oil paintings and colors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never really thought
of... 90 seconds. I had the lady in my ear tell me we had about 90 seconds.
Are you hearing voices again? What did I tell
I'm
you about that?
I'm always hearing them voices. You know that.
To our listeners, thank you so much for being with us. It was another great show. To everybody in the chat room, guest 8544, Helen, Infamous Angel, as always, Starbright, Will, William, Mary, Marcella, thanks for joining me, Danielle, Bob, Betty, and Mountain Man, as always, my wingman, taking care of business. Next week,
and
we will have the
out.
Oh, yeah, next week we'll have the amazing Alan Schultz. He'll be here. He's the writer of the Deadball series. You're going to love him. And thank you so much for being here. Remember, do not let anybody ever steal your dreams away, and nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So to everybody out there, love you. Thank you for being with us, and looking forward to having you next week, and have a great night.
Get in my eyes, can you see a light that shines when you look through me? The light in my life, you hold the key for me, baby. Yeah, you act so cool and unaware. When I see you, my
my lips. You know you want to. Don't hold back. Baby, be brave. Relax and look into my eyes. Can you see? When the feeling comes, you gotta look to me. The light in our eyes. You hold the key for me, baby. Yeah. You like a chase? Well, that's just fine. It won't last long. I ain't got the time for foolish games. I love a tag. Baby, be brave. Don't hold back. Desire has me mesmerized. I'm feeling the craze. I won't compromise. You know you want me. Don't hold back. Baby, be brave. Relax and look into my eyes. Can you see? It's all alive with sincerity. In spite of the times, my love is believed in you, baby. In spite of the time, my love is released in you, baby.